You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning as our newsmaker of the day, Sue Pappalardo, who is an interpretive specialist with the Stanislaus National Forest. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Well, Sue, the Stanislaus National Forest is the federal forest in both Tuolumne and Calaveras counties and well beyond.
So I didn't know. I mean, I'm assuming that you want me to respond to a question.
Oh, you don't have to respond to that. You must have some personal favorite sections of the Stanislaus National Forest yourself.
Yes.
Such as?
Such as the places where we do our interpretive programs, which are Pinecrest on the Summit Ranger District off of Highway 108 and the Calaveras Ranger District off of Highway 4 at Lake Alpine and Waukulu Hepio.
Great. Let's talk about some of the interpretive programs and some of the various activities that are scheduled for visitors to the Stanislaus National Forest. Are a lot of these activities family-friendly?
All of them are, really.
And do most of the activities involve hiking, or is this more of an informational type of program?
Well, we have a little bit of everything. Some programs do involve hiking. Others are just a short guided walk, an easy walk of maybe an hour or so. And then other programs are amphitheater programs or craft programs where we just stay in one place the whole time.
Are there fees for most of the activities?
There are no fees for any of the activities. Some of the activities, we ask for a small donation to cover costs of supplies or outside presenter's fees, but those are optional.
All right, Sue. Well, here we are just underway with this month of August. What's coming up in the Stanislaus National Forest?
Well, we have several categories of programs. We have children's programs such as forest and aquatic exploration, animal tracking, puppet shows, nature detectives, which is kind of like going out in the forest and just seeing what we can find and figuring it out on our own, scavenger hunts. We teach people how to identify plants and animals. We've got arts and crafts programs, cultural heritage programs. Sometimes we teach survival skills and how to be good stewards of the land by leaving no trace. In other words, not littering or following all the rules to make sure that your campfire is out. We actually have some astronomy programs and live animal presenters. We also have evening slideshows where you can learn about various things that are going on in the forest and places to go. Got live music and stories and special programs for kids where they can earn badges and rewards for becoming junior rangers. Puppet shows, night hikes. So, there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
Are there a lot of participants from the general public, or is it a fairly small crowd?
Oh, there definitely are a lot of participants from the general public. The crowds can vary anywhere from 10 people to 200 people. Kind of depends on who's there at the time and what they're interested in, and also how well of a job we do at outreach to get people to our programs as well. And generally, it's a good mix of people from the general public, generally locals. And when I say that, I mean people from the Central Valley and the coastal areas that are closest to where we are.
The majority of activities comes to an end here in just a couple of weeks, mostly because of school starting.
Yes, that usually happens around mid-August. So the end of our programs this summer is going to be August 11th.
Is there a website that people can log on to and take a look?
Just easiest to Google Stanislaus National Forest, and then navigate your way to the outdoor learning page under recreation.
Is there a telephone number, Sue?
You can call my number, which is area code 209-813-6024.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
Yes. Well, really the whole reason we do these programs is that we really would like the public, the people who come to our programs, to better understand their forests and their natural and cultural heritage. It belongs to everybody. It belongs to all of them. And we would like them to help us actually manage the forest, because since it is their forest, they have a stake in it. And so, you know, in order to help them better help us to manage the forest, we would like to give them a better understanding about how the forest works and what they can do to improve the forest for their benefit as well as future generations.
We have been speaking with Sue Pappalardo, interpretive specialist with the Stanislaus National Forest. Sue, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome, Mark.